Hi, this is Joshua Webb. I'm talking about the technology use in my classroom, and I think in general it's something that I'm very good at. It's something that I've worked at for a long time. I have a master's in interactive technology, and so it's something that I definitely focus on in my daily use. Almost every day in my class, one of the apps that I'll use is quizzes. Which gives me a great chance to have formative assessments where the students can get feedback on what they're doing well, what they need to work on. The feedback is sent from the app to the parents as well, so it opens up an easier line of communication instead of me sitting and grading endless papers. It gives much quicker feedback to the parents and makes life easier on me from a grading standpoint. So that's definitely a favorite. I also, in addition to being a math teacher, I also run a photography club with the school. And that I have set up on Google Classroom and Google Sites. So I've designed a website where we have all the weekly lessons. Whenever we have the photography club, we don't have a whole lot of time. So what I try to do is do a flipped classroom approach with that. So I have videos and things like that set up where the students can go in and learn about our material ahead of time. And then we can have a quick discussion and not use up all of our time, so the students can get out and take actual photographs in the photography club. It's just a 45-minute period, so I try to keep it to about 15 minutes where we're talking about photography and leave 30 where they can get out and get some great photos. Some other approaches that I have with the technology in the classroom, I try to have a lot of student-led topics too, and some of these are things that all of us are used to doing as adults. Like, you know, as a math teacher, I might have them go, for example, to research how to book a trip. So something that we might do all the time, but something that might be new for them, and teach them the different things that we're always using whenever we're using our computers to research and to solve our daily problems in our lives. We have topics where the students will go in and use like Google Forms to do a survey of their students, conduct research, and then they'll have to turn that into the different kinds of graphs. So that's a way that they're using their programs. One of the things that's amazed me is when you can just kind of turn the students loose on something that you're not even an expert on. Like, I'll give them an option on a project, for example, to do like 3D modeling, and they'll come back with a really amazing work that they'll bring back to me, something that I don't know enough about to teach them, but kind of trusting them to go out and, you know, have some options to show their creativity in an environment where they might not normally. So with the personal goals, I'm always looking to challenge myself, finding new applications that work in the classroom. I think it's something I'm always looking for opportunities. I know how much more engaged the students generally are if they're on their computers. And I don't want it to be there as a distraction, but whenever it works naturally, I think there's nothing better for the students, and it's very exciting for them to get out and explore a bit. I am a bit lucky on the funding side. It's generally not an issue to get funding for any kind of technology that I need. I work at an international school in Dubai, and it's quite well funded. So we're very lucky. We're a one-to-one school, so every student has a laptop, and it just kind of leaves good opportunities for us to get out and explore anything that we want to do. So. Thanks for listening. I think, like I say, I think technology is a strength in the classroom. I think it's just using all the great tools that are out there and bringing them back to the students and letting them use them and taking advantage of all the interesting stuff that we have out there. So again, thanks for listening.